Blog Talk Radio. and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful, and thank you for tuning into the program today. I am Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Received My Life. We call this the Cosmic Philosopher. That's the ID station. Bamboozled, Received My Life, my never sir. It's a global fact that people are to pay attention because what we have been evangelized to believe, that there was a Adam in the garden from when mankind was created. None of that is true. It's European sodomite, humanoid, wrote those kind of stuff. Okay, and it's time we wake up, because they take over the world and say they are controlling the world. By what? Sodomite notions? What they think that the world began with their view of the world. Hello, are you reading your world history textbook? How do we allow these sodomite white men to say that the world began 2,000 years ago? 2,000 years ago. And coming with A.D. and Adam and Eve, none of that is in civilized book. Hello. Hello. They establish their sodomite rule over all African civilized people who have hundreds of thousands of years of kingship ruling mankind. They just come here with this new knowledge that they never had, two million or so years ago. They didn't have anything. They're up in Europe. What did they create? What did they do to make us know they were there and they were civilized? No. We don't know about these folks and civility. What did they do? They come and miscegenation with the African hybrid, the Elohim creation. That's what they wrote in the Bible about Elohim created man in their image and likeness. The word God is not a singular definition word. It's a plural. It said God, but, the plural is really gods. And when they transliterate the Sumerian history of humanity, they are supposed to represent it. If they're writing it in English, they're supposed to put the plural definition. That you don't be calling about a God, one God that Abraham found. You just don't do that. All right, Mike. I thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm telling you that because if we don't read beyond the Bible, we don't know the truth of anything. Because we will be only thinking about Jesus that does not exist. And Jesus born of a virgin that does not exist. And that's where we get Christmas and Easter from these sodomites. And they want us to be afraid of them and not being able to talk the truth because they have everything to kill us. Now, when we know the truth, they won't be able to kill us. They won't be able to kill us. They will run away and perhaps go to the bottom of the ocean and go live. You see what I'm trying to say? All right. The title of the show today is Church is anti-DNA history. Church has nothing to do with real history. 300,000 to 200,000 years ago. The church today, that is called the Church of Jesus Christ, the monotheism church with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, has nothing to do with official prehistory information. The church has nothing to do with it. The church don't care nothing about history, so they teach you to live in the present, and it sounds like it's all right. But my friend, the present time, what say is made today. Now, when you say the present time and you live in the present, what is the extent of this present time that you are living by? When did the present time begin? And when does it end? No more the present time. Can you tell me that? You need to tell me. Because a lot of people and people who are, let's say, in our time, well-read, they are all dismissing the past. Now, it needs some defining to explain what relationship have we with the past. Do we have cause, live in harmony with principles of life in the past? Are we only concerned about what we call the present time? Now, you know, there is union between the mere time, antiquity, and the time that we are living right now. They are married. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So time itself is not separated in the context of separation of things that don't belong together. That's not the way time is. Time is married. Ancient time and present time. Married. It has never been divided. Because you cannot tell the difference between yesterday and today by looking at the date and the sun shining. Would you see a date or the color is painted to differentiate yesterday from today? No, it does not. There's a lot of uncivilized notions that we are having today because of the Bible. Because of the Bible. The Bible is lying from Genesis 1 until it gets to Revelation. Lying about creation. Now, the Bible is only like 1,700 years old. So tell me why the Bible writers, which are sodomites, Europeans, they're the ones that write human creation that is based on New World Order. A Cleave bubble idea, because what they're writing is not based upon antiquity. And if you are not based on fact of antiquity, you are uncivilized. You don't belong on this planet. Or there is a place where you can go where you're not a part of civilized society. That's plain and true. Now, when these uncivilized homosexuals from Europe come out and begin to talk about, they are running the world with AD and Adam and Eve. Where AD and Adam and Eve comes from? They talk about a Gregorian calendar. Let's talk about Gregorian calendar and trace it from 509 BC. Trace it from 509 BC and see what kind of an emperor we get out of that investigation. How did an emperor come about? Right? And how did a pope came about? Since 509 BC, you have no argument, no history of these European sodomites doing political government activity until long, hundreds of years after they overthrow the king in Italy, in Rome, Italy. They spend hundreds of years using the military that they stole from the king and invading and conquering the African society. Today, who's ruling over African society? The Sodomites. How did they come to do that? They were not doing it before 509 BC. How did they come to do it after 509 BC? And they'd be like, that's not what they did to become power. Let them explain what they did to become power. For us, let's deal with the world history textbook that we have here, modern world history textbook. Let's deal with that and get an explanation for these uncivilized homosexuals running the world using a fake identity of themselves. Okay? And now they are talking now, oh my God, they have everything and money and wealth and they control everything. Everything is underground. They control it now. How did they fall in power of the African civilized life? How? And all they are doing with the power they have is to kill African people. Now, my friend, if you are in the know, you will understand that since they came about, tornadoes came about. Did you know that? And hurricanes? Because if ever those things were debated, it was not at the level of where they are today. Why are they killing off these white people that is on the African territory, particularly in what we call United States? It is because of their sodomite, what you call it, their catapult up into power by just a little knowledge that a lot of it is stolen. And now they want to go to Mars after they kill off everybody here and turn the civilized world upside down. They want to go to Mars and make sure they carry their homosexual way of life up there too. This is exactly the problem that we're having. Why the African people did desert? Why have the African people, like the African so-called government, why do they reject the historical kingship government? Why? I would like to know that. Now, since we people are not protected by kingship politics, we are on our own to make the power of the gods work for us. So it means that we have to take it upon ourselves to make sure that we understand the history and we are living by it, right? And let that power, the knowledge of that power, let it work for us. Because outside of that, these homosexuals, we will continue to do what they began to do since 509 BC, when hardly any African has the knowledge that is there in history. And I'm not talking about in a little paperback book somewhere. It's written in stone. We have everything to show that these people are not civilized. Because if the Pope is civilized, we wouldn't have this article from a Pope that says, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. What does that tell you? Now, this is the article, else or else you think that I'm sitting here just, you know, flipping my tongue around. Let me let you know what I am reading from. I ain't making up nothing I said, right? And African people are afraid of the Pope, afraid of the so-called president in America. We are afraid of them because if they can go to Iraq and kill Saddam and turn the entire world against these African people, go to Libya, which is a African country, and kill Gaddafi and take charge of the gold and everything. Isn't it time that the African people wake up and understand what the truth of their existence is? Yes. But what happened? These guys gone ahead of us. And now their aim is to turn the entire world sodomite. That's what the Bible represents, but you don't know because you're not reading right. But if you read the history, the Sumerian history, the Atrahasis text information that is given to us on prehistory and how we were created, you won't make no mistake. You will have the knowledge, and so you will have the power to live and command the civilized way of life. You live by it, and other people observe it. That's all your thing to do. You're not going to force anybody to do anything, but you must be an example, outspoken example too. So I'm telling you now where we are. We are African people are now bowing down in one way or the other to these sodomites. I mean, you don't have any problem to know that the Pope is a sodomite, right? Because it's all over YouTube. All they do is molest little boys, especially little boys, right? And they breed up the sisters behind the wall back there. They do that too, right? Because some of them, I imagine, they want the vagina. But a lot of them, they want the honors, okay? And the Pope, whichever of them is, but the Pope is a sodomite man. You know that. And they are the one that comes. Why did they bring this church and start for them all over our African territory? We want them out. And all we need to do, we don't need to argue with nobody, is say, just ask the Elohim to send down the fire tornado and burn them. Ask Zeus to draw the lightning and obliterate all of them. All the sodomite people them that flack our society, right? Blast them to where we don't see them, try them, obliterate. We don't want to see them on our territory anymore. And that's all we need to do is pray and abet them. Because look, it is our lives at stake. We are the ones that have lost our inheritable, alienable rights. We are the ones that have lost to these sodomites that are talking about the running the world, and now they want to go up to Mars. If you listen to them talk, you not unless you read and you understand where they're coming from. These people don't remember that they come from some place called Kiev. Up in the Caucasus Mountains. They don't remember that because they take the African territory to be their own and just the dirt. But the people too, because they infect our brain with a Bible about Adam and Eve. Now, Adam and Eve, where they get the Adam and Eve story from? Some prophet? That's a lie. There's no place for you to affirm that to be true. 1700 years ago, read history and you can see jolly well that those things did not exist, what they're talking about. But here we are in a church that don't tell us those kind of things. And we're not reading them because we were not predisposed to read them either. Read and you will find out. You will become enlightened as to the truth about your life. And don't envy anybody for the money, the wealth where them have, the good car and the house, and you don't have none. Because if you learn the truth, you will have as much as you want. But you have to be dedicated to the life for a blessing to flow on you. But when them read to you in the Bible, in the church, and about, you know, to make the Lord provide for you, is for you to bring money to pay your tithes and do a whole host of other stuff to the church. The church that is alien to African understanding and African knowledge is not for Africa. Stop. Go to church. Because now we need to rebuke these people and live our right life under our kingship government. Because that's the only civilized power politics that is for African people. African people. There is nothing that you can find true about the Jesus and wise men going to see a baby. There's nothing true. You read Matthew 2. It's not a story. But these Sodomites love when we accept, believe these things that doesn't make any sense so that they can continue to control us, both using their fictitious laws and with their so-called morals. And the fact that they are controlling us with politics, we are done. We are toast. Because we accept those Adam and Eve as the basis that they use and talk about, you know, we need to be saved. Jesus comes to save us. Those things are not true. That's no basis. All right. So I am telling you now about the Pope, who's a Sodomite guy. That you don't need nothing. But why is it he is the head of the church? And you will say, well, you're a Christian. Well, you know, the Pope to make distinction between the Pope and your belief. But the popes are the ones from 2,000 years ago who has destroyed the African people's thinking with the Bible and with their Sodomite disruption of civilized life. That's what they use. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now, because we don't know why we are going to church and why we accept church as the place to go, and that it is the God of the Bible creates us in a garden of Eden. That's true. And it is just not true. I believe in that from a child, my parents. That's all they know. Because we are coming out of post-slavery life. All right. Well, let me get around and come back, you know, to the central thing that I'm talking about. The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. The reason why these white people is into our lives, it is because we have something they want. And they do a lot of things to make you, confuse you with Jesus and break you into the acceptance that you have sinned to be forgiven by Jesus Christ. So therefore, you know, they do anything nasty to us, and we hold on to Jesus Christ, you know, what they teach us. Because if we turn against Jesus, we don't have nobody to pray to and stuff like that. But you see, it's a confusion that we must get rid of. Because these white people plan these things. That's why they are here and everywhere. Where you come from, the West Indies, and the white people have the big piece of land. Ain't that right? Yes. in every one of these West Indies islands, they have the land. If you're in America, it's the same thing. You go to Russia, the same thing. African people have nothing. And they're using A.D. and Adam and Eve in the Bible. Adam and Eve in the garden, who sinned. That is the basis on which the African people have nothing and being ruled by these sodomites of Europe. Now, you look, if you didn't know, I'm telling you that these sodomites, you talk about Alexander the Great. You read about Alexander the Great, and you read about this other emperor, Constantine. You read about these people, and you read about Augustus, and you read about, you know, the Jerusalem scene where they are there and Jesus, you know. You don't ask no question. How did these Europeans, who's calling themselves Romans, that's a part of the problem, they call themselves by our character and confuse us? You can't track them. But they are the ones who started out invade our territories and kick us out and work themselves in. So they are into our lives because of what they have done. They find out that we are something they want, that they for 2 million years or so up in the Caucasus Mountain could not have. Why? They are uncivilized. And our creation in Africa, by the gods, the Elohim gods. There is a history to tell us that. But these sodomites make sure we don't know it. And today, we don't care for it. It's easier for us to believe in what is not true and get filth for our belief that we say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. And you think that what I'm saying here is nonsense. Well, I know it's not, I'm not talking nonsense. Look, I feel like I am a living or walking time bomb waiting to go to detonate and go off in explosion, because these dirty anus. Anos romancing uncivilized humanoid. They come and they are saying the world began with what they say. Now, the gods know inside of my heart, come to realize that is not true. And they are getting away with more than killing us. They mess up the entire fabric of the civilized life of humanity, lying about our creation. And you want to tell me I must live my life, live that down? No, there is nobody out there to call me on this program and talk to me. And while I'm saying it, to talk to me, here's the number, 347-850-1358. There is something here for us to pay attention to and to align to. It's the knowledge about our existence. And we cannot allow these white sodomites to come and take over our entire world, kill us with AB and Adam and Eve. That is totally a bogus cleave bubble system that they are running since 5096, and come to all our territories. Italy, Rome, Italy, New Zealand, Australia, they're going to Egypt. There's hardly anywhere that we have these and have things and inhabitant society that they don't go and try to win over. They go into India, China, they're all over the place they go to. And they succeed they contaminate all of the African territory people them. Everywhere all over the world. They write a Bible to talk about they are evangelizing us to accept Jesus Christ. What they are talking about is the sin. They're on the ground messengers to our country under the guise that they are preaching the gospel of Jesus, and what they are really doing is coming there and turn us into confusion where they can plant Jesus Christ. That's what they have been doing. Alright? And then eventually that's their plan to turn all African people into sodomites. That's their plan. And now you see them in America using the law to marry them. So what are they saying? And in school, they are teaching the African people, children, to become sodomites. Yes, because they say they own where we live by this AD and Adamani. That isn't valid. AD and Adamani is not law. In no kind of way. All right? We must let them know that they are invalid. They're not needed anywhere around here, like when we never know. Now we know. They must get out. And guess what? We are not going after them with no weapons at all. Just the truth. And tell the gods to take care of them. That's all we need to do. Take care of them. When they fly the plane, when they're in their car, anywhere they are, put a sneer upon them. That's all we need to do. And you think it won't work? It's working right now. And, you know, peace is allowed for us to wake up. Wake up and let these people feel the heat from the God that we have the blood. And as long as we remain cold, as long as we don't remain people behaving according to the blood that we have from the gods that make us hybrid, make us, no matter how dumb we are still civilized people. It don't depend on what level we read to. It's a matter that we have civility in our blood. We just need to know it and to live the knowledge of it. But apart from that, we are born with the blood, civilized blood. All right. So I'm telling you, look at what we are living under. Are these people? And it's a shame. It's a shame because the problem started when we walked out of line and disobeyed order. They are writing in the Bible to turn us our attention to the wrong direction, because they are telling us about mysterious that God created. Now, if God created a serpent, God in all, God and his son Jesus Christ, they didn't know that the serpent was going to come and tempt these people, right? Well, according to the Bible is saying that before Jesus and God created the world, well, the world means the earth, because it is pointed out. And the heavens too. Well, the heavens don't necessarily mean the rest of the cosmos. The earth and the skies above, before God and Jesus create the solar system then, right? We can say that. They said they decided what they were going to make. They, as perfect creators, we cannot overlook the fact that the Bible is saying they are perfect creators. Now, if you walk over the fact that they are perfect creators and things must go in line with perfection. Now, when I read what the Bible says about God and his begotten son, before they do any creation of earth and people, they foreknew everything that they were going to create. And They make Adam and Eve to sin. That's why Jesus was ordained before they create anything. Jesus was ordained to die for the sins of the world. So when he said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that was before the earth was created. Do you understand that? That's what it says. Now, if we just want to believe and clap and hallelujah and go out all these old ones are antics, stupidity in what we call church, then we won't come to know the truth all. And we won't find out that the Bible creation story is a violation of our real history. You know, so I can't bungle up everything, all the books in the Bible. I you know, it doesn't make any sense to do that because it's 66 books. But this 66 books is something that is published, you know, handled, edited, and fixed up by these sodomites, start their new world order so that the African people will be washed out of civility when we lose kingship, government power. That's what is happening today, that the world is celebrating Christmas. You see, we don't know this happened long before our time. But reading and understanding will put us in the know. When we don't read, we won't know. So we will love church. The holy place of all is church. And church is a sodomite venture to collect money. And if you are a person who used to go to these conventions like back in Jamaica or even in America, you will know that when they have convention, it's only a money gathering thing. All right, I can tell you sometimes what they do in Jamaica is every year in April, the month of April, they call up this convention, okay? And it's to gather money. They call up all the church and take every dime out of their treasury. That's what they do. And the white men come down there, park their plane, and come up to Mac 36, Maxwell Avenue, and spend like a day or two, their money and fly back home to Cleveland, Tennessee. My friend, there is much for us to know, but I'm calling your attention that these white people have been invading and conquesting and forcing us under their fictitious AD and Adam in law. And we don't have our creators in alienable rights anymore. They steal all of it. I'm talking about they have a constitution and you have to bear arms and all this kind of stuff. I'm telling you, they are a bunch snot blowing energy. Really, is my friend. African people are not under white people governing. There is nothing valid about that. But we don't know. They do whatever they want because we still under the post-slavery and mentality. All right. So I'm telling you, when you talk about the Pope is somebody you should vomit when you hear his name. Because it doesn't stand for anything in civilized African existence, you see. All right. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Why? Because they were the ones that went in invading our territories, and now turn the invasion of our territories into biblical salvation. You understand that? Turn around their criminal invasion of Jerusalem into their biblical salvation, whereas God said in the Bible, when he and Jesus was in existence before they created earth and people, they determined or ordained by foreknowledge that Adam and Eve would sin. And Jesus ordained to come and die for our sin. Now, why is it today they're telling us that God cursed Eve because she sinned? He made them to sin. So why is he cursing her because she sinned? Why they write the Bible like that? These idiot homosexuals, that's the way they go about business. Now, why are we believing in that? Why? And when they talk about women must not preach in the church, you know, we really, really think that our Creator is the one who set that all up. No, it's not in the Bible that way. Proverbs 8 tells us, Proverbs 8, 25, that Christ was brought forth before his Father established the heaven and created the deeps in the earth. Yes, that's what it said. That they decided, and in the New Testament, it's all over there, that, I mean, Christ was ordained before the foundation of the world. So we don't have any problem to understand that what they're telling us in the Bible is all coming out of the rear end of these white men. Okay? There's no truth about Adam and Eve. It's sick. Very sick. A sick stuff. It's a sick, sick, sick stuff. And people don't want to hear it because it entails your attention. It entails your interest to know. And it entails your interest to understand why you are here alive. And why should you spend the time, you know, under these white people's scheme to save you with Jesus Christ, who is a Sodomite? Because the story of Jerusalem starts with them razzing the African people. And when you read it, you will find out in the Bible that's what it really was about. Somebody getting money, give to Caesar what due to Caesar. They eventually kick us out of Palestine. Until today, we are kicked out. And these white people, they're calling themselves Jews and everything like that. And we can't straighten it out. Why? All right. So now, here we get our Christianity. A Sodomite Pope. And somehow, our church is clean, but the Pope is dirty. Where did him come from? This article I'm talking from is written by a writer, Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. The year 2000, that's how long ago. You don't hear nobody talk about it. You hear nobody talk about it in church or anywhere. Why not? Because everybody is under these white people. Hell, under their spell. No. It goes on. Pope John Paul will make sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. That's where they overthrow our king. Where they place the Pope. 509 BC. And nobody would talk about that. As big a story as that is, it's in the world literature because it's buried while in the book, because nobody ain't reading it to see it. I was blessed to read it. I can tell you today. So it goes on. This article is showing something that is on the mind of these Catholic people. They have done the opposite things to the African people. so gravely uncivilized that it is painful to talk about. Yet still, we find ourselves bound to the church. It's hard. It's bad that we are this psychologically destroyed, that we can't understand the real truth about ourselves. And it's during the history we are full of disbelief. Full of disbelief. Our disbelief. We are not supposed to understand the history about ourselves that people wrote 1700 years ago, telling a lie, and made the most a lie that wipes out the truth about our existence when they are writing about Adam and Eve sin in a garden. It wipes out the truth about God. Okay? Imagine the root of what of the evil I am talking about. Why you're going to hear me and still go to church. You know, the COVID virus is out there. And people are, in my opinion, contracting that COVID virus today, Sunday, because people are going out there and think that the church is a sacred place and they will be protected by God. They don't care about who are infected and die by it prior to today, because they feel like the Lord is going to protect them from it. A lot of people out there think that. And the church itself harbors all the evil of the white people because they're the one who invented. We don't have anything called church. We have pantheon, where we are to be human beings, hybrid human beings. That's what we have. We don't have no church. It is these European people converting us into their scheme so that they can come with all AD and Adam and in the world order and take away everything we have. Courthouse and whatever health institution, the universities, they come into America and kill the Indians and evangelize them to Christianity. Yes, the Martha's Vineyard or something like that. I was reading where they said Indians were converted and taught. They were converted and taught to preach Jesus Christ. And somewhere up in the Martin Vineyard up there, about some six different areas are evangelized until this day by Indians. And it is written that they are coming to America on a mission of their God, the God in the church, who is a Sodomite God. All right. Good afternoon. You have a caller in queue. All right. I have a caller in queue. And it's good that you come in and you call. And I see the hand up. But anytime somebody walks into my chat room and immediately hold up their hand, I'm always sorry. Because they don't come here with a coherent mind to talk. Now, I don't know if you're going to make a difference. Just give me another minute or two, And let me just close up what I'm saying. And I'm going to come to you seriously. And if you really want to talk, and let us talk to have a resolve of what you have on your mind, I will come and talk to you. Other than that, it's not productive, right? People just come right in and they want to jump on something, and it don't turn out to be an edifying experience at all. But I will come to you. Let me just complete this, and I'll hope in the mind. Now, I am saying to you, we are the white people start to invade the African territories, and until this day, they are on those venue of the crime that they committed against us. So it's not hard to figure out what's going on, because these people have kicked us out, and until this day, we don't belong anywhere, because those who are in America today, is the white man is saying that they control everything in America. These sodomites, using AD and a Agamemnon, that is not a civilized thing in any given way. Read the World History textbook, the modern World History textbook, and you'll find out these white people are 100% criminal. 100% criminal. If they were not 100% criminal, why would they come in America and said that they have a Supreme Court? Right? They come here. And if they come here with a civilized government, would they tell an African person this? In 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. These are 100% summary, pronouncement of the European people to leave like some 6,000 miles away to come to America and do something like this. Right? And say it is their God instruct them to come here and kill these people. And if you read the story, you will find out that, you know, it is so terrible for them now to be here and talk about they have a constitution. How African people tolerate something like this when, of course, long before these people know anything at all about civility, the gods were in South Africa creating us ivory. And it's after they create us and we go into like Asia, these people mingle with us and get a little civility. And how do I know? You look at Europe and tell me, when did they knew anything civilized? What did they establish before 509 BC? There is no argument here with any white people who come here and begin to follow the idea that they have a right to rule us and to convert us to Jesus Christ. And clearly, there is no language to say those things are true. They think they are sane and sober and civilized. Go back to their damn Europe. Go live. Why are they here on us saying that we can't control ourselves? We can, and when we have a government, and that's what they come in, and none of us cannot represent that, we have a government, get out of here. Why can't we do that? Why are we accepting these sodomites that are still uncivilized to come here and talk and dictate our lives to us? Now, so I am telling you the truth here, that to me, it's a one-way street. It makes no sense to talk to a person who wants to come and, you know, wherever and hold the argument for white people all over the world and abusing the African people. And like they are told dogs are not even dogs, because they mate with dogs and stuff like that. Black people are not on the same level with dogs as far as these white people are concerned. Okay? And we seem not to get it. Now, let's go a little bit further. And I'm coming to my friend here for 470. I'm coming there. Now, see, this is what they think about us. Right? Just down the road. In 1857. That's what they think about us. Right? In their, what they call United States Supreme Court, that just make it legal to marry sodomites. And again, they want to come and tell us that they have a right to marry sodomites here. But when they never married, did they marry sodomites in Europe? Before 2000, well, they probably do. I mean, since certain time, they probably do now, right? Since they know about government and law. But when did they come to know about government and law? Tell me. Before 509 BC? Find out and tell me. Now, so they go on to say more, a little more. He said, we don't deserve freedom because we are white people, brother. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who owned them. So they leave thousands of miles away to come here, not just here, but all these other places I've named. And this is what they do. And they want to tell us that they are more civilized. They're trying to go to Mars and tell us that we don't deserve them because all of the business in these countries that they take and possess and kick us out, the white people can get any job they want. You see, so these people come and steal our wealth and everything and turn around and tell us that we are not good enough for them. Imagine that. And clearly, what I'm reading, these people are actually, I don't want to go to the extreme with this because I think I can make it understandable without a go there, right? So that I might sound, some way that somebody understand what I'm saying. If you think this is something that is pleasant, it's not. What the humiliation that they come and do, they don't realize that we know everything about them. They never had anything. They didn't have, they uncivilized up there in the mountains in caves for over a million years. We don't go through their experience. We are created ivories. They write a Bible to wipe out the knowledge of our creation. That's what they use the Bible to. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to read to you. What the Pope is. I'm going to listen to my friend now. After I just about a minute. Now, the documents list all the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, I'm closing off at that, my friend. Now, what I'm talking about today is the subject, and I'm going to my friend now. I'm going to hop into my friend of mine now.
Hello? Hello? I think your audio went out. Because there's no sound. Did you mute yourself by accident? Because I have your show on BTR and there's no audio. heard that you unmuted me, but I don't think people can hear you right now. I'm going to refresh to see if it brings your audio back up on the website. Give me just a moment. Yeah, you might want to check your connections because your audio is not coming through. I was able to hear what I just said on your BTR. But I don't know if other people are hearing you. You just put me on, so they heard that. Somehow you muted your audio, Tim. I'm not sure what's going on, but I don't think other people can hear you either. Because I have you on the phone, and I have you on my computer, and I can hear myself talking back to you, but can't hear you at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, while Tim is working through his technical difficulties, I was the one he was referring to that just jumped on the line and called in. And in my defense, I wanted to compliment the brother on, you know, giving us a historical perspective on these ancient deities, ancient religions, and how this has formulated the current society and the psychological makeup of civilizations as they thrive today. I think that's very important because I think that when you're dealing with religion and you're dealing with philosophy and things of that nature, and you don't have a historical context to draw on, you miss a lot of what's being translated. And I'm a big proponent, especially when it comes to religion. You have to have a historical context. Believing in religion is one thing. Understanding and knowing what religion is something entirely different. And without the historical part of religion, which the history of religion, it's completely embedded in there. It's there. However, if a person doesn't do the homework from a religious standpoint, basically they're just grabbing at straws. Because, unfortunately, in the world that we live in, belief is actually stronger than knowledge. A person will die for what they believe in before they die for the truth. Now, ironically, in the Bible, with the story of Jesus Christ, that character died for the truth. But the very people that believe in Jesus Christ won't die for the truth, but they'll die for what they believe in. And they're diametrically opposed. Belief doesn't require critical thought. It doesn't require any thinking. It doesn't require any analysis. It doesn't require anything. It's just something that you connect with. Knowledge, on the other hand, and if we break the word up, knowledge, know the ledge, that's what they don't tell you. You have to know where the ledge is, because if you don't, you'll fall off of it. And then you'll fall into things you know nothing about because you just chose to believe. Believing is never enough. Belief doesn't get the job done. Belief is a feel-good. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a cut. If you're bleeding profusely, a Band-Aid does you no good. That wound needs to be sewed up. It needs to be treated properly. That's where the knowledge comes in. And that's just an analogy, a correlation that I'm drawing. And I'm only talking, Tim, because I'm waiting for you to get back on, and you're still not on. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you just gave me the floor and just backed out, which I doubt. I've known you too long. You're quite vociferous in the things that you speak about, and you're very passionate. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about you. You go beyond belief. You go into the knowledge. You go into the concept. You go into the history. You pull all of those resources together, which gives one clarity to the story that's being told, or what we call history, his story, whoever that is. You know what they say, the old saying goes, the winners of the war are the ones that write the history. So when factions get into confrontations, whatever happens, happens. Whoever wins the confrontation gets to write the history. That's their inalienable right, esoterically speaking. Now they have it. They can write history any way they want. I'm going to fall back here, Tim, and let you work this out, because I don't want to just sit here and ramble. But you know me. You know my voice. So I didn't jump on, you know, just to refute anything that you said. I'm in complete agreement with you and your approach to the subject, or your approach to things that you talk about, because you give historical context, and that's extremely important, because all too often when we talk about these things, the Elohim, the hybrids, we talk about the Anunnakis, Enki, Enlil, the Sumerian text, they were doing genetic experiments thousands of years ago. So it's not new. Cloning is not new. At all. So I'm going to fall back, put my phone on speaker. I'm going to be on mute. Hopefully you'll get back on. And we can continue this conversation. You only got about 27 minutes left on regular time. Just let us know when you got it worked out. So, Tim, I don't know if your situation is still disabled, but I have a friend who I had come to the show just to see if they can hear me, and I want to talk to you. Can you hear me, or can you say something so that your audience can hear you talking? Okay, I'll take that as a no. For the people who are listening, I've known Tim since 2012. That's the first time I came to his show. He started doing his own show. We did some shows together with Mr. Talk. Perry Steele. We did a few things. And he's a very insightful brother. He brings the history, and basically that's his benchmark. He talks about history, and he relates history to the whole religious aspect. And that's really fundamental. Okay, so people who are still listening, let me just, I don't know what to do here. Tim? I don't know how to carry the show to the end. There's only 20 minutes left. Guess we'll have to end the show because we can't get Tim back on. And maybe he'll restart the show after these technical difficulties that he's experienced. Maybe, you know, BTR is doing what BTR does and, you know, cut him off, or he got to speaking too much truth, because you know how BTR is. You get too real, they will cut you off at the knees. So, I guess that's it. I tuned in to the show too late to carry it on in regards to what he was talking about. You know, I get the gist of everything that he's saying. And here's what I want to do. Being that there's 20 minutes left on the show, Tim, I don't know if you're still on or you're just working, you're troubleshooting what's going on, but I'm just going to kind of continue on for the next 20 minutes or 17 minutes with what you were talking about. The title of the show is Church is Anti-DNA History Creation of the Elohim Hybrid. Now, I know exactly what he's speaking of in that sense. He's talking about religion. He's talking about the story of the creation, Genesis. And for those of you who don't know, the code word esoterically for Genesis is the genes of Isis. It's written in the word. That's one of the tricks of the elite. They put it right in front of us, but they hide it at the same time. So when you see the word Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, genes, Isis. Because we know fundamentally the book of Genesis is genealogy. It's the beginning of everything. It's birth, it's death, it's rebirth. We're given that. So it's not a stretch. And I know people will say, oh, how do you get genes of Isis out of Genesis? Well, it's real easy. Look at the words. Etymology. You have to know where words come from. That's the key. When you know where words come from, they'll answer every question that you have in your mind. If I tell you somebody's a racist, what's the first thing you think of? One culture that hates another culture. However, if you actually look up the definition of a racist has to have the economical power to deny you access. So no member of the general population, no matter what they do, what their job is, they don't have the ability to be racist. The people who have the ability to be racist are people who control industries, real estate, stock market, hospitals, fundamental aspects of our society. Those are the racists. Now, the guy in South Carolina with the Confederate flag on the back of his truck, the Black Panther movement, all of these things, that's bigotry, which is completely different. Let me give you a parallel. If I go to Baskin and Robbins, 31 flavors, and I only like chocolate chip, and they don't serve chocolate chip, are they racist? No. They just don't have what I want. And that's where 90% of us fall into that group. So if I live in a black neighborhood or I live in a white suburb and I don't want to see a black person in the white suburb, I don't want to see a white person in the urban area, I'm not racist because I can't keep them from coming there. Now, if I have enough money, political power, influence, I can keep them out. If I can keep you from getting a job based on the way that you look, now I qualify as a racist. If I don't like you because of the color that you are, it's the way that you look, I'm a bigot. Big difference. Huge. Huge difference. The average white person doesn't even have the power to be racist. They don't have the economic wealth. They don't have the influence politically, socially. They can't do it. Can Bill Gates be a racist? Yeah. Can George Soros be a racist? Yeah. Can the guy that owns Amazon, I forget his name, it escapes me at the moment, can he be a racist? Yeah. If you're working a 9-to-5, can you be a racist? No. You can't. Fundamentally, you can't. You cannot like that person. You cannot have to deal with that person. And here's where I want to go full circle with church is anti-DNA, history, creation of Elohim and the hybrid. This goes back to the esoteric world. There's always the most studied species on the planet is human beings. Why do you think we have National Geographic? And here's what I always like to tell people. Why do you think we have zoos? Zoos are a play on actual civilization. They take wild animals and put them in captivity, and then they put them behind cages. And then you pay money to look at these animals that you wouldn't see on a day-to-day basis. Isn't that the same thing they do with you? They take you, they educate you, they give you a job, they put you in an apartment, they put you in a home, they put you in a habitat like hamsters, and then people get to view you. They get to judge you. They get to see how you interact communally. And then based on that, they draw their conclusions. Now, I don't know how many people are familiar with Pavlov, who conducted these experiments back in the 50s and 60s with rats on how to predict behavior based on a certain reaction that you repeated. They call it Pavlovian. That's all a part of this. And that's intertwined with social construct, religion, everything. We try to separate it. We act like it's all different. It's all connected. It's all one and the same. It all works hand in hand. But what they don't tell you is it all works hand in hand. They make it look like they're isolated incidences. Oh, well, you got racism here, you have prejudice here, you have bigotry here, you have this, that, this, and that. But at the end of the day, they're all one and the same, because you can't have one without the other. You can't have prejudice without bigotry. You can't have bigotry without racism. You can't have a Democratic and a Republican Party without there being a difference, even though they're two wings of the same bird. Look at a bird. Let the bird spread his wings. Imagine it this way. Democrats on the left, Republicans on the right. It's the same damn bird. And that bird is going to do what it needs to do to survive. So with that being said, it is incumbent upon us as human beings, okay? This George Floyd thing has brought this to the forefront yet again. I was talking to a friend today. And we were going over this thing with a fine-tooth comb. And she said to me, she was like, 20 years later, we're still dealing with this. Why? And I thought to myself, I was like, damn. you know what? Yes. Why? And the reason why we're still dealing with this is because we're not dealing with reality. We have a corrupt police department all over the country. I'm sorry. It's corrupt. And for the police officers who might be listening, who don't even conduct their business that way, I'm not even talking about you. I'm talking about the department, the entity. Your entity is corrupt. Everything we're doing is corrupt. And then we look at these atrocities that get videotaped, and we're like, oh, man, this again? Shouldn't we be tired of this at this point? If you're white, aren't you tired of this? Aren't you tired of seeing an innocent black person get killed? And when you watch the video, they're not even doing anything at that point. They're just getting killed. You should be tired of seeing that. If you're a white bigot or prejudice, it doesn't even matter. Don't you get tired of seeing it? Or are you looking at it like, oh, well, we got another one out the way? And as black people, we already know. We've been going through it, so we damn sure tired of it. However, here's what we're not doing. Conflict resolution. We're not coming together. We're not holding the establishment accountable, regardless of if it happens in a city where there's a black mayor, a black police chief, because we've seen it. This happens where it's predominantly white. This happens where it's predominantly black. The police chief is black. The mayor is black. The city's predominantly black, but it's still going on. That's telling us something. Okay? Because when we see these atrocities that they post on Facebook and in the news, very seldom is it in a suburban community that's predominantly white. Think about that. Very seldom does that happen. Trayvon Martin, the little 12-year-old boy in Cleveland, the brother in Minneapolis that got shot seven times with his girlfriend behind the steering wheel, the 4-year-old daughter in the back seat, the brother in Staten Island who got choked out. These are not predominantly white neighborhoods. They're urban neighborhoods. But the faces of the people who are perpetrating it are white. Somebody's playing a trick on us, man. That's all I got to say about that. Somebody's playing a game, because if it was true racism, if it was true bigotry, if it was true prejudice, this should be happening in very isolated areas, if it's about race. If that's what it's really about, I shouldn't be seeing a black person getting unjustifiably killed in a black neighborhood by cops. I shouldn't be seeing that if it's true racism. I'm just saying, it would make a whole lot more sense if it was happening in a white neighborhood. Then I could go, all right, racism, bigotry, prejudice, All that would just fall in line, just like dominoes. They would just fall down, just straight. Ah, yeah, that's what it is. They don't want black people there. But every time we see this stuff, it's in black neighborhoods. There is only 30 seconds left in the show. Tim, I tried to do you a favor, prolong the conversation. I probably went way off the beaten path. Forgive me. But you weren't able to get reconnected. So I did what I could. Everybody, Tim will be back. I don't know when, but Cosmic Philosopher, follow him. He brings the noise. He comes with the true stuff. Bye-bye.
And now the purple dusk